Hey, this is Eric. Welcome back to the Yoga Lounge Cast. Tiffany is leading the class this week, and we'll get to that in just a moment here. I noticed that the reverb on last week's recording was a little intense, so I'm going to go ahead and turn that down. There, that should be better. Oh, wait, whoops, that is way worse. Oh, okay, hold on, let me turn it the other way. And there we go. Oh boy.
And there we go.
Oh boy. Okay. Well. Okay. Well. Have a good week, guys.
All right. The Yoga Lounge Cast.
Hi, yogis. It's Tiffany here. I am here to do your next Happy Yoga audio class. Today you may need, if you have a block available, maybe a block would be helpful. Otherwise just your mat and your breath. So coming on to your back, let's start in Supta Baddha Konasana. Soles of the feet come together, knees wide. Resting one hand on your belly, the other hand on your heart. And then pausing here just for about five breaths to settle in, settle the body, settle the mind. And taking one more round of breath, inhale. And gently open the mouth, exhale, let it go. Taking the hands to the outsides of the knees or thighs and drawing them together, pull them in gently towards the chest, and then drop the knees over to the right. Keeping the shoulders on your mat, maybe the knees hover a little bit, that's okay. Just a gentle twist. And then bring the knees back to center and dropping the knees over to the left side. And inhale, come back to center and start to rock up and down your mat lengthwise. Maybe just take two or three rocks. We will meet in ragdoll, so you might cross the ankles and then come to stand at the top of your mat, folding over the thighs, folding over the legs. Reach for opposite elbow and just hang here. Swaying side to side. And take one more breath in your ragdoll. Inhale. And then exhale. Release the hands down, pressing into the feet. Slowly rise up to stand. Head and chin come up last. Arms reach high. Breath in. And hands to your heart center. Exhale. At the top of your mat, take a breath in. And exhale. Let it go. We'll do a couple sun A's just to warm up the body. So reaching the arms overhead, breathe in, and then forward fold, exhale, come down. Take your halfway lift, inhale, and plant the palms. Step back for a high plank, pause here just for a moment, take a breath, and the first one will come all the way to the belly. So maybe lower the knees, tops of the feet come down and come all the way to your belly. Cobra pose, so hands by the low ribs. Inhale, lift your chest. Sternum draws forward. Elbows draw towards one another. Press into the tops of the feet. Cobra. Exhale, forehead to mat. Tabletop. Inhale, so all fours. And tuck the toes, downward facing dog. Couple breaths there. First down dog. So you might need to pedal at the legs. Maybe hips side to side. Drop the head. And just breathe here. At any point, if you need to, you can always drop to the knees, tabletop for a modification. Any point, if you need to, child's pose is always an option as well. And from your downward facing dog, inhale, look forward, walk or step to the top. Take a halfway lift, inhale, and fold. Exhale, drop the head. Mountain pose. Inhale. Come all the way up. Breathe in. And forward fold. Exhale. Come down. Halfway lift. Inhale. Hands to the thighs. Maybe fingertips on the mat. And then exhale. Plant the palms. High plank pose. Chaturanga this time. So lowering halfway down or to the belly. Cobra or up dog. If you're coming to up dog, arms are straight. Hips lift towards the backs of the wrists. And then we meet in downward facing dog. Couple breaths there. Inhale. And exhale. Breathe in. And exhale. Inhale, look forward. Walk or step to the top. Halfway lift. Inhale. Fold. Exhale. Arms reach high. Inhale, mountain pose. Big stretch. And then fold. Exhale. Halfway lift. Breathe in. Hands to the thighs or maybe fingertips to the mat. High plank pose. Step it back. Chaturanga or to the belly. Cobra or up dog. Inhale. Downward facing dog. Press it back. Good. Taking a few breaths here in your down dog. One more breath in and exhale, let it go. And from your down dog, take the right leg to the sky. So three-legged dog here. Let's bend the knee and roll it open. So working to stack the hips, that right heel towards the left glute. And then inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, knee to nose, really round the spine, drawing the upper back towards the sky. Inhale, taking the leg up, three-legged dog. Exhale, knee towards the nose, and we're going to step in between the hands. Keeping the fingertips down, low lunge. Setting up our low lunge. Chest draws forward, so nice length in the spine. And then exhale, left hand stays on the mat. You can always drop that left knee down. Otherwise, keep it lifted, and we'll find a twist. So the right arm reaches high. Open up here. Good. Make sure that right knee is stacked over the right ankle. So you might need to shimmy that foot forward. And then exhale, release the right hand down, press into the feet. We're going to come up to crescent. So press down, use your core, draw the belly in, and then sweep the arms up. High crescent. Take a breath here. And then exhale, lower the hands to the mat. High plank, chaturanga or to the belly. Cobra or up dog, inhale, downward facing dog, exhale, breathe in, and exhale, let it go. Left leg rises, inhale, knee to nose, exhale, round the spine. Inhale, take it high. Exhale, step it forward, low lunge. Fingertips on the mat. If you have those blocks and you need the blocks under both hands, that's a good option too. Knee can drop and breathe. Pull the chest forward so you're getting nice length in the spine. Crown of the head to the heel. Right hand stays planted. Left arm to the sky, finding that twist. Take a breath in. Exhale, lower the left hand down. We'll find our crescent. So ground down through the feet. Belly draws in and then inhale, reach up. Crescent lunge. Draw the right hip forward. Take a breath in and lower the hands to the mat. High plank pose. Chaturanga to the belly, your flow. We're all meeting in downward facing dog here. Take a breath in and exhale, let it go. We're gonna do that flow one more time just to build some heat in the body and feel that rounding in the spine with that knee to nose. It'll help us later on with our crow pose we'll do today. So right leg to the sky, inhale. Knee to the nose, exhale, round. Take the right leg up, inhale. Low lunge, stepping the right foot forward. Left hand stays planted, finding that twist, right arm to the sky, open it up. Exhale, right hand down. Crescent lunge when you're ready. Press into the feet, inhale, reach the arms up. Exhale, lower the hands down. Find your flow or right to down dog, your choice. Once you get to downward facing dog, take a breath in and exhale, let it go. Left leg is coming up. Inhale, knee to nose. Exhale, round. Inhale, take it high. Step the foot in between the hands. Finding your low lunge, chest is pulling forward. Right hand down, left arm to the sky. Open it up. Take a breath in. Exhale, left hand down, crescent. When you're ready, press into the feet. Use your belly, rise up. Inhale. Exhale, lower the hands. High plank. Chaturanga to the belly or right to downward facing dog. From here, take a breath in. And exhale, let it all out. And take one more big inhale. And exhale, let it go. Good. So pressing down into the fingertips in your downward facing dog. Inhale, look forward. So option to walk, step, or maybe you lift the heels, bend the knees, lightly hop to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Fold, exhale. Chair pose, big toe mounds touch. Heels are slightly separated. Bend the knees and sink the hips low. Tucking the tail. So think about lifting the hip bones up. Good. Reaching the arms up, or you can even bend the elbows, goalpost the arms for to kind of relax the shoulders there. Then take one more breath in, and then fold, exhale, surrender. Halfway lift, breathe and lengthen. Plant the palms, high plank pose. Option to flow or right to downward facing dog. Once you get there, take a breath in. Exhale, let it go. And inhale. And exhale. From your down dog, take the right leg to the sky. Take a breath here. Exhale, knee to nose, round the spine, hold. And we're going to step forward right away. So foot between the hands. You may need to guide it forward a little bit more with the right hand. Crescent lunge when you're ready. Inhale, reach the arms up. Stay for your exhale. Inhale. Open arm twist to the right. So that means the left arm comes forward, the right arm comes back. Pause here. You can always drop that back knee down. And from here, you're going to stay in this twist, keeping the chest facing the right. Bring the palms together to touch. Take a breath. Exhale, bring the left elbow to the outside of the right knee, revolved crescent. Knee can always come down. Press into the feet, come back to crescent. Breathe in. Exhale, lower the hands to the mat. High plank, flow, or right to downward facing dog. And take a breath in. And exhale, let it go. Left leg to the sky, inhale. Knee to nose, exhale, round the spine, press down into the hands, and then step the foot in between the hands. You might guide it forward. Crescent lunge when you're ready, press down, reach up, inhale. Open arm twist to the left, so right arm forward, left arm back. Couple breaths. And then keeping your torso twisted in that same direction, just bring the hands together to touch. And then finding a revolved crescent, right elbow comes down to the outside of the knee, left elbow presses up towards the sky. So you're pressing the palms together. Come back to center, inhale. Exhale, lower the hands to the mat, high plank. Chaturanga to the belly or right to downward facing. Take a breath in and exhale, let it go. Good. One more inhale here and exhale, let it all out. Good. Same thing. We'll add on just a little bit. Take the right leg to the sky. Knee towards the nose, round the spine, press into the hands. Step it forward, crescent lunge. Arms reach high. Open arm twist to the right, left arm forward, right arm back. Palms together to touch, revolve crescent, left elbow comes down, right arm to elbow to the sky. From this twisted crescent, we're going to find warrior two. So think about it before you just take off into it. So press into the feet and then sweeping the left arm up and back, back heel comes down, warrior two pose. Inhale, reverse your warrior. Take the right arm up and back. And then exhale, lower the right hand down in front of the right pinky toe of the foot. We're going to find balancing half moon. So you might find your block. So you're going to really need to lean forward, maybe even a little momentum. Left leg lifts up, right hand comes down, and then the left arm reaches high. Mindful of your gaze. So you might look up if it's okay on the neck. Otherwise, maybe take it down if your balance is a little wobbly. Maybe somewhere in between. Take a breath in and forward fold at the top of your mat. Come into a halfway lift and fold. Exhale. Chair pose. Bend the knees. Reach the arms high. Exhale here. Inhale. Sink a little bit lower. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, sink lower. One more breath in. Sink so low your seat comes down to the floor. Boat pose. Good. So knees can stay bent here. Maybe hands come behind the thighs. Chest is lifted. Breathe in. Low boat, exhale. Shoulders stay off the mat, shoulder blades. Inhale, high boat. Exhale, low boat. Inhale, high boat. Exhale, low. Inhale, up. One more, low boat. Exhale. High boat. Inhale. Cross the ankles, plant the palms. Downward facing dog. Big breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. Exhale. Good. Inhale here. And exhale, let it all out. Left leg reaches high. Step it forward. Crescent lunge. Open arm twist. Right arm forward. Left arm back. Palms touch. Right elbow comes down to the outside of that left knee. Press the palms together. Breathe here. Okay, coming to warrior two. So think about it before you go there. Press into the feet and then sweeping that right arm up and back, left arm forward, back heel comes down. Inhale, reverse, left arm up and back. Come back to warrior two and then reaching forward, left hand comes down, probably pinky toe side of that front foot, maybe a little ahead of it. You might even find your block. Balancing half moon when you're ready. Maybe a little momentum to press you up. So right leg lifts, right arm to the sky. If your balance is a little off, take your gaze down. Couple of breaths. Take an inhale, forward fold, exhale, release. Maybe give the legs a little shake. Take a halfway lift. And fold, exhale. Chair pose, bend the knees, reach the arms up. Sink a little bit lower as you exhale. Same thing, inhale, sink low, exhale. Breathe in, little bit lower, exhale. One more, breathe in. Bolt pose, sink the hips down, bend the knees. Couple breaths, keeping your chest lifted. So you can stay in your high boat, otherwise take a breath. Low boat, exhale. Inhale up. Exhale low. Inhale up. Exhale low. Inhale, high boat. One more. Exhale, low boat. Inhale, reach up. Cross the ankles right to downward facing dog. And pause there. Taking a breath in. Open your mouth. Exhale. Breathe in. And exhale, let it go. let's drop to child's pose, just about five breaths. So maybe you take a few open mouth exhales here. Maybe just get it noticing your heart rate or how your breath is reacting. And just breathe. Knowing that you can come to this pose anytime you need. And take one more breath in. Open your mouth, sigh it out. And so coming back to down dog, you can stay in child's pose as long as you need. But if you're ready, downward facing dog, breathe in and let it go. Right leg, inhale, take it to the sky. Knee to nose, exhale, round. And then stepping forward, crescent lunge. Arms reach high. Open arm twist to the right, left arm forward, right arm back. Hands come together to touch, revolve, crescent elbow comes down. Take a breath. And then warrior two, press into the feet, sweep the left arm up and around. Inhale, reverse. Exhale, come back to warrior two, setting up triangle pose. So straighten the front leg, reaching the right arm forward. And the right hand comes down, left arm to the sky. So keeping your gaze, maybe look down if that feels okay on the neck, or if you want to take the gaze up to the top hand, maybe you take the gaze of your right eye to that top arm. One more breath here, and then exhale. We're going to lower the left hand down to the inside of that right foot. Come off the back heel. We're going to find revolved half moon. So we've been in half moon before. So the left hand comes down. You might even need to give yourself a little momentum or a block. Soften the right knee and then lifting the left leg high. Maybe your right hand comes to the hip to start that right hip. Otherwise, the right arm extends up to the sky. Couple breaths here. Take one more big breath. Fold, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Plant the palms, find your flow, or right to downward facing dog. Cobra or upward facing, and then exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe in and let it go. And from here, left leg to the sky, inhale, knee to the nose, exhale, round the spine, and then stepping that left foot forward again. You can assist it with the left hand. Crescent lunge, inhale, rise up. Open arm twist to the left, right arm forward. Hands come together to touch, and then revolved crescent. So the right elbow comes down to the outside of the knee. Press the palms together. Breathe in and exhale, let it go. Warrior two, so think about it. Press down and then sweeping the right arm up and back. Inhale, reverse your warrior. Exhale, come back to warrior two. Inhale, straighten the front leg. Triangle pose. So reaching forward, sliding forward with the left hand, and then it comes down to a block on the outside of the left foot, or maybe to the shin. Right arm to the sky. Your gaze can be down or up to the top hand. Maybe the left eye looks at that top right hand. And then from your triangle pose, we're going to set up that revolved half moon. So think about it. So we're going to take the right hand down, come off the back heel, lean forward. The right leg lifts and the left arm reaches up towards the sky. Block is super helpful here, or anything you might have nearby to give you a little bit of some lift. trying to draw the thighs towards one another. One more big breath and forward fold. Exhale, release. Take a halfway lift. Inhale. Plant the palms. Find your flow right to downward facing dog. And we'll hold down dog for three full breaths. So inhale and exhale. Breathe in and let it go. One more. Inhale. Exhale, let it all out. And so from your down dog, if you do have a block, just making sure your block is near the top of your mat. From your down dog, just take a breath in. Exhale. Inhale, lift the heels, bend the knees. Look forward, walk, step, or you can hop to the top. Once you get there, halfway lift, fold, exhale. Take the feet wider than hip width distance apart. Heels in, toes come out, goddess squat. So you're sinking the hips straight down, hands to heart center, and you're pressing the elbows into the knees or the inner thighs, kind of pressing them away. Try to have a nice tall spine. So if your block is right nearby, you might slide it under your seat. That's gonna help you to kind of lean back and trust and sit a little bit taller. Couple breaths here. And you can stay here. So this is a great pose. Maybe if you're feeling it a lot in the ankles or the feet, maybe just take a little bit of a sway side to side and then settle in center. If you want to work on your crow pose from here, I like to actually come out of my goddess a little bit, plant the palms, and then bringing the big toes to touch. So the palms plant right in front of me, and we've done a lot of chaturangas already, so it's the same action. The elbows are bending down towards your mat as opposed to out like in maybe a regular push-up. So fingers are nice and wide. You come high into the balls of the feet and then you bend the elbows back towards you. So the knees come really close to those armpits and really the action is just leaning forward into those arms. Maybe you just stay here, toes on the mat. Maybe you lift one toe. Maybe lift the other, but the trick here, try not to look down. You want to look forward. It's going to help balance the pose. Couple breaths there. If that still, that variation doesn't work for you, maybe stand on a block. So that block might be at the top of your mat. You'll place the block down and stand on it. And it's going to give you a little perch, and it's going to help to lift the hips up higher than if you were trying the pose from the ground. And then maybe play with that. Give yourself some time. You can always pause this and then work on your crow and come back to the rest of the class. If you have crow in your practice and you want to work on maybe hopping back into chaturanga, make sure you're hopping back into chaturanga. So making sure that it's not a high plank with straight arms. Bent elbows is just where you want to land. If you keep hopping back to high plank, you might start to feel it in your low back after some time. So from your crow pose, you just want to think when you're in your crow pose, where are you taking the feet? So you say to yourself, I want the feet to go to the back of the mat and I want the chest to kind of lift and come forward. So from your crow, draw everything together. So you're kind of lighter in as a light little package. And then pressing down into the hands, draw the belly in, take a breath, and then exhale, shoot the legs back to the back of the mat. And again, if you want to practice that, you can pause it, come back to it, maybe take it a few times. And then if you're done with crow, we all meet in downward facing dog. So taking a breath in your down dog and exhale, let it go. So maybe you got it, maybe you didn't. Really, that's not the point. So the point is kind of to get out of our comfort zone. It's a little scary. You're facing the floor. We just don't do it all the time. So, I mean, we do it in yoga, but you don't do that at work or in your daily life. So it kind of gives us this sense of it's a little scary. So whether you did it or not, maybe you tried and that's what matters. So in your down dog, take a breath in and exhale, let it go. Breathing in And exhale, let it out. So from downward facing dog, right leg lifts, breathe in, knee to nose, exhale, round. Step that foot forward, crescent lunge, so back heel is lifted, arms reach high, open arm twist to the right, exhale. Hands come together, breathe in, find your revolved crescent, exhale. So elbow hooks, right elbow to the sky. Breathe in, exhale, finding warrior two. So sweep that left arm up and around. Inhale, reverse. Exhale, come back to warrior two. Inhale, straighten the front leg, reach forward. One more triangle pose, right hand comes down, left arm to the sky. Extending the hips back towards the back, press down into the feet. Maybe you look forward or up. And then option here, just to switch it up if you want to find a half bind, that left hand can come around the low back. Maybe your gaze a little easier to come up towards the sky with the bind. Otherwise, look down. If you have the bind, release that left arm to the sky. And then exhale, lower the left hand down, squaring those hips. We're going to find that revolved half moon one more time. So you might need a little momentum. Lean forward into the right leg. Left leg lifts and then the right arm lifts. Revolved crescent. Take a breath. And then forward fold. Exhale. Halfway lift, breathe in. And if you had that crow pose, you want to try it. Maybe crow pose is your transition. Plant the palms, crow pose, and then shoot the legs back, chaturanga. Otherwise, straight to your vinyasa. And then we all meet in downward facing dog. Take a breath in and exhale, let it go. And left leg to the sky, inhale. Knee towards the nose, round the spine. And then step it forward, crescent lunge, breathe in, open arm twist to the left. So right arm forward, left arm back. Keeping that twist, hands come together to touch, and then revolved crescent, right elbow comes down, left elbow to the sky. Breathe. And then coming to warrior two, think about it, sweeping the right arm up and around, left arm forward. Then inhale, reverse. Left arm reaches up and back. Big side body stretch. Come back to your warrior two. Triangle pose, straighten the front leg. Slide forward, reach forward. Left hand comes down. Right arm to the sky. Couple breaths. And then maybe here you find that half bind. Right arm will come around the low back. Shoulder, right shoulder draws back. Maybe you gaze up. One more breath in triangle, inhale, and then exhale, right hand comes down, finding that revolved crescent, revolved half moon, so right leg lifts, left arm reaches up, might need a little momentum there, and then find it and stick it, holding that pose, breathing here, might need a block or if you have something nearby that can give you that extra lift, rest the hand down. Breathing here. And take one more breath in. And then forward fold, exhale, let it go. Halfway lift, breathe in. Maybe plant the palms, crow pose, shoot the legs back. Otherwise, vinyasa to downward facing dog. Big breath in. And let it go, exhale. Good. One more time, inhale, and exhale. Drop to the knees, take one more child's pose. We'll stay here about 5 breaths. If you do have a headstand or an inversion in your class or your practice, maybe you spend just a couple breaths coming into that. Totally up to you. Maybe work on that crow pose. Just a couple breaths here. Otherwise, child's pose. If you're resting in child's pose, great inversion. Maybe you just kind of connect with the breath. Arms reach forward and just kind of settle into your mat. If you're coming up into an inversion, just take about 5 full breaths there and make sure that you end it with some child's pose as well. So pausing here, just a little playtime from your practice, and that might be child's pose. If you are upside down in any way, just take 2 more full breaths. And if you are upside down, just make sure you lower gently just as you came up. And then child's pose. And together, everyone taking a breath in and exhaling, letting it go. Downward facing dog, hips lift high. Inhale here and exhale, let it go. Then inhale, look forward, walk or step to the top of your mat. Come into a halfway lift, breathe in. And fold, exhale, and pausing here. Gorilla pose. Take the feet hip distance apart, sliding those palms underneath the feet. So essentially standing on the hands. If you have trouble getting the hands underneath there, bend the knees a lot, almost as if you're in chair pose. We've been on the wrists a lot or the hands a lot. So let this be a counter stretch. Don't worry about the hamstrings so much. Let it be for the wrists. Take a halfway lift in your gorilla pose and then exhale, folding forward, drop the head, and then maybe you kind of pull yourself down slightly. Breathing here for 3, 2. Take a breath in and then exhale, release one hand at a time. Press down into the feet and then slowly rise to stand. Head and chin come up last. Arms reach tall. And then from here, catching the left wrist with the right hand, taking a side body stretch, starting to slow it down now. So gently pulling on that left wrist. And then see if you can kind of draw the left shoulder back. Maybe you gaze up. Maybe your gaze is forward. And then inhale through center. And then exhale, switch side. Left hand, right wrist. And gently pull yourself over to the left, drawing the right shoulder up and back. Inhale through center, reach tall. Exhale, forward fold, come down. Take a halfway lift, breathe in. Plant the palms, high plank pose, pause here, take a breath. Lower all the way to the belly, come all the way down. Bring the hands by your sides, setting up for locust pose. So the palms face down, forehead to the mat, and then inhale, lift your chest. Maybe you start by pressing in the palms, chest lifts, then the arms lift, then the feet lift. Try and draw the feet together for 3, 2, lift it up, top of the pose. Exhale, right ear to the mat, turn the palms to face the sky, round the shoulders. And breathe in, open your mouth and gently exhale. Good. Inhale, come back to center. Locust pose, so legs together, palms turn down. And then inhale, lift your chest, the arms, the legs, draw them towards one another. And then if you have room, tee out the arms for 3, 2. Take a breath in. And then exhale, lower the hands down, backs of the hands so the palms face up, opposite ear to the mat. Take a breath in and gently exhale, let it go. And one more, inhale, come back to center, palms face down.
Lift your chest, lift the hands, lift the feet, legs close together, and then maybe any version with the hands by your sides, tee out the arms or reach the arms forward. So the thumbs face up. Here for three, two, take a big breath in and then exhale, come back down either ear to the mat, palms face up. Breathe in, gently open and exhale, let it go. And then just turn your head the opposite direction, just to even it out. Just let it be now about the gaze rather than a counter stretch. Let it be a stretch for the neck. Take a breath in and exhale, let it go. Bring your forehead back to center. Plant the palms tabletop. And then just take a few cat-cows here. So any kinks, anything. This pose we usually do in the beginning, but feels good at the end too. So pressing down, make sure we stack shoulders over wrists, hips over knees, and then press into the hands, lift your heart, drop the belly, arching the spine. And then exhale, cat pose. Press down, tuck the chin like you've done before in your crow and in your three-legged dogs or your knee to nose rather. And then inhale, cow pose. Exhale, cat. Inhale, lift. Exhale, cat, round the spine. And inhale, come back to neutral, so a flat back. And then downward facing dog, hips lift high. Breathing in and exhale, let it go. Inhale, lift the heels, bend the knees, look forward. Walk, step, or you can hop to the top. Halfway lift, inhale, and fold, exhale. Chair pose, one last time. Bend the knees, reach it up. Exhale, lower. Inhale, exhale. Just as a transition, one more breath. And then exhale, make your way to a seat. And then we'll set up for double pigeon from here. So we'll start by, we'll bring the right leg on top. So if you know double pigeon is in your practice, you can come to supine pigeon or to half pigeon. Double pigeon, you'll come to a seat and then you're going to stack the shins on one another. So fire log pose, think about stacking the shins. You might really need to flex the feet. You may have to place something under. We'll start with the right leg on top. You might need to place something underneath that right knee if there's a lot of space between the knee and the bottom foot. So that could be maybe you have a pillow nearby if you have a block or a blanket. Flex the feet, keeping your chest lifted. You might stay here. This might be plenty. Otherwise, you can start to fold forward. So pressing the sit bones, kind of pressing them down and back, finding some length, and you walk the hands forward. So you should feel this probably on both sides, maybe mostly on that outer right hip. Chest is coming forward and then just breathe here. So we will hold here. If at any point this does not work for you, you can easily bring that left sole of the foot to the mat, come into your supine pigeon by coming onto your back right ankle to the left thigh. It's a great modification. Just a little more accessible, especially if you have any knee pain or knee injuries. If you're feeling it in the hips, you're just getting that stretch. But if you're feeling pain in the knees, you might want to come onto your back. And then breathing here, taking some full deep inhales and full deep exhales. Allowing the face to be soft. Notice if you're clenching the jaw. And take a couple more breaths. In and out through the nose. You can even exhale through the mouth if you have a lot of heat in the body. And then inhale, rise up if you're folded forward. And then just extend the legs long, maybe give them a little bit of a shake.
And then switching sides. So right leg comes on the bottom. So the shin is probably parallel to the top of your mat. And then you'll take the left foot and bring it the ankle to the top of the right knee. This side might be different, probably is quite a bit different. So if that knee is really lifted up on the left side, maybe you place a pillow or block underneath you, drawing the knee down towards the floor or towards your other foot, rather your bottom foot. You can stay here, chest lifted. And again, if you feel any tension or pain, maybe you didn't on the right side, but if you do on this left side, you can always come to that supine pigeon, left ankle to right thigh on your back. We just want to protect those knee joints a lot. And then you can stay here if this feels all good. You're feeling the stretch and sensation in the hips. Maybe you start to walk the hands forward. You can always rest your head on a block or a pillow if you have it, whatever you have at your house that would be comfortable. And then leading with your heart, starting to fold a little bit deeper. Keep the feet flexed, and then we hold and breathe here. If you need to close the eyes, sometimes that just helps to help you bring your awareness to your breath a little bit more. Eyes closed and no distraction. And breathe. Starting to really quiet the mind. We're going to take three more full breaths. Inhale and exhale. Breathe in and let it go. If you're folded forward, inhale. We start to walk the hands back. And then exhale, releasing the legs. Extend them out. Give them a little bit of a shake. And then coming into Supta Baddha, just Baddha Konasana. Soles of the feet come together, knees wide. This should feel good to release. Bringing the thumbs to the inner arch of the feet and then kind of opening them up so you can almost see the whole entire bottom of the foot, if that's accessible. And then breathe in, keeping your hands maybe at your feet or your ankles. A little bit of traction there. And then exhale, fold forward. You might just come very slightly forward. You can press the elbows into the thighs if that's where you're at today. Just for three, two. Take one more breath in. And then exhale, release, rising up, extending the legs long. Give them one more shake. And then we'll find a seated forward fold. So flexing the feet, if you do have a strap, I know I didn't mention that, but if you have a strap or a towel nearby, you might bring it to the soles of the feet and kind of use that as leverage. Don't worry about how far you fold forward once we come into this fold. Just think about length. So reaching the arms up, inhale, and then exhale, leading with the heart, folding forward, reaching towards the feet. Maybe you catch the feet, maybe you don't. No big deal. And then inhale, lengthen your chest. Exhale, we fold. Inhale, you might come out of it just a touch. And then exhale, fold once again. One more time in this seated forward fold. Big breath in. And exhale, fold. Inhale, rise up, and then exhale. You can just reaching the arms forward, thumbs face up, and then just start to lower yourself down. Once you get onto your back, take a full body stretch. Inhale, reach the arms up, point through the toes, and then exhale, draw the knees into the chest. Good. Releasing the soles of the feet onto the mat, setting up for your choice, bridge or wheel, whatever is calling out to you here. So bridge pose, soles of the feet plant on the mat. You should be able to maybe touch the backs of the heels with the middle finger. If you feel like the knees, once you lift up, really point forward, you might take a little bit of a longer stance. Bridge pose, hips lift. If you're coming to wheel, the hands come by the ears, fingertips face your heels, essentially. And then you'll press into the hands as well as the feet. You got to press down through both and then lift everything up. Sometimes if you're coming into wheel, you might want to come to the crown of the head first. Adjust the elbows a little closer towards one another and then maybe press up even more. Here for 5, 4, last 3, 2. Wherever you're at, bridge your wheel, take another breath in, and then exhale gently lower down. Good. Supta Baddha Konasana now. So lying on your back, soles of the feet come together, knees wide, just like we started. Take a breath in, open your mouth, exhale, let it go. Maybe take the arms overhead in the Supta Baddha Konasana, kind of creating like an infinity shape. Breathe in. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. From your Supta Baddha Konasana, draw the knees together and bring them into the chest. Give yourself a slight hug. And then we'll drop the knees over to the right, coming into a gentle twist. You can take both knees over to the right. Otherwise, a deeper twist, you'll extend the right leg long and crossing that knee over, finding your deep twist. And hold here for a couple breaths. When you're in that twist, if you have that left leg crossing over, you can even straighten that left leg. Maybe you catch the or take the hand to the shin or the calf and kind of pull the leg a little bit up towards the top of your mat. Actually, it'd be the back of your mat towards the head. And just an option, getting a nice stretch there. Take a breath. And then exhale, come back to center, pull the knees in, and then twist to the left. So both knees can drop or left leg extends, cross the right leg over, twisting to the left side. You can stay right there, or maybe extend that top leg straight, taking the left hand, and you might kind of pull that right calf up towards your face, getting a nice stretch in that, probably the IT band there. And breathe. Come back to center, knees draw in, and then extending the leg straight up. If you have a block, you can use your block underneath the low back, maybe backs of the hands. Otherwise, you can come into legs up the wall with your arms up the wall as well. So dead bug pose. So reaching the arms up as well, palms face one another, and then maybe dropping and relaxing the shoulders onto the mat. So at first, the arms up kind of feels a little weird, but then you kind of get used to it, and it feels pretty nice and very light, like you're kind of floating there with the arms and the legs up. And then 5 breaths here. Take another breath in and then exhale. Start to slowly lower yourself down, finding your Shavasana. So legs come down, hands come down. Let the feet flop open, palms face up. And then get comfortable in your Shavasana. So even though you're probably at home or listening to this somewhere, just give yourself this next 5 minutes or so to settle in. So I'll guide you through your Shavasana. You can turn it off and take your Shavasana however you like. Otherwise, tune into my voice, and sometimes that helps us to sort of settle in a little bit deeper. So just starting at the feet, start to relax the feet, the toes, the ankles, and the shins. Soften the kneecaps. Softening the thighs. Allow the hips to be heavy and the belly is soft. Allow your chest to be soft and your shoulders are are open and heavy on the mat. Your upper arm, your forearm, and your hands heavy onto the floor. Softening the chest and the throat. Unclench the jaw. Soften the cheeks, the nose, the eyes. Let the lids be heavy. Soften the eyebrow, the space between the brow, the forehead, and even the ears. Soften everything all the way through to the crown of the head and just allow yourself to sink and be heavy into your mat. And then staying here just for a couple minutes, allowing yourself to be completely and totally relaxed here. And starting to bring awareness into the physical body. Maybe just starting by gently moving the fingertips, or the fingers, the toes. And then start to move the face and the jaw. If it feels good, you can reach the arms overhead one more time. Full body stretch. Breathe in. And then exhale. Plant the soles of the feet onto your mat. And then dropping over to your right side, you can extend that bottom arm as a pillow. Here, taking a breath in. And gently letting that breath go. Gently and carefully pressing yourself up to a comfortable seat. And then keeping the eyes closed, just resting the hands into your lap. Maybe hands on the knees or they can stack. And I save just a little bit of time, just closing your practice with just a short meditation. So building all that heat in the beginning and then kind of taking it down a notch at the end of our practice. So stay with me here, just eyes closed, sitting nice and tall. If you have a block or blanket and you want to get a little more comfortable, just allow yourself to settle and get comfortable. And as your mind starts to wander, just bring it back to your breath. And here in these final moments of class, just thinking about who you are. So remembering you are not your identity. And with each inhale, maybe taking in that you're not your history or your story, your job, your spouse, or your hobbies. As you breathe in, remember in this moment and in every moment, your freedom. And then with an inhale, just don't forget that. And then exhale, letting that identity, that label, just let it go. And then here, bringing your hands down by your sides. And then reaching the arms overhead, breathe in. And then exhale, bring your hands to your heart center. I thank you for tuning in, practicing with me. I hope the practice felt good and made you feel just a little bit closer to that freedom that Steve talks about in the book. Bringing your thumb knuckles to your forehead center, and together we bow and say namaste.